welcome to a new episode of Coach's Corner. Today it's Field Hockey Edition. My name's Sammy Glassman alongside Connor Tang for HW Media. And today we're joined by head coach Sue Hodgkins. Wolverines have a big lead, or have had a big season currently, and are sitting at 10-2-1, have an away game at Glendora on October 18th on the final day of the regular season. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah. Happy to be here.
Coming off a big 10-0 win against Fountain Valley on homecoming last Saturday, and with only one game before the Tournament of Champions, what are some things that you want the team to continue doing well? And maybe what are some things you think the team can improve on?
The last game, we were focusing on effort, consistent effort every minute of the game, and paying attention to the details. And I thought we did a great job at that, and we just have to keep continuing with that.
You know, 10 goals is really no small feat. What did you tell the players after the game? Like, what was that speech like?
So we had very specific things that we need to work on toward the playoffs. And one of them was effort. We need to have 100% effort every minute of the game. We haven't been consistent in that regard. And so that was the one thing that this particular game that we needed to work on. And I thought they did a great job. We still have other things to work on, but like that was the one thing, and they were able to do it. So,
yeah. And in terms of effort, are you saying like more in like the third or fourth quarter where your team is coming out a little bit flat, or maybe what part of the game are you seeing that? I know like defense, your team still limits them to zero goals, but like are there still things you could do better, even though the number doesn't exactly say that?
Yeah, we've had some problems at the beginning of the game. We don't start off coming out of the gate fast and at game pace, our standard for game pace. So we kind of changed the warm-up. We talked about just mental attitude. And, it was effective. We saw a huge difference this last game. So,
yeah, so defense obviously very strong, like Connor said. Seniors like Claire and Glory. And obviously the offense led by Maggie and Val. Just to name a few, how does the tough mentality on the defensive end kind of support that offense and play off of it?
We're of the mindset for this team is that everybody plays defense. There's no break in defense. You have to get back and block up the hits. You have to pressure everybody, forwards, midfield, everybody. And then if you get beat, somebody's always there to cover. So one of our points is that we have a strong, consistent defense, smart defense, team defense. It's not an individual thing. We work with each other to stop a play.
And I know specifically, like, when I watch some of the film, like, the other team typically, like, doesn't really get down the field very far, and, like, our defense is already on them, and the ball's already in our hands, and we're already passing it down to the forwards who are going down the field. So how have you, like, programmed that defense in order to be, like, tough and in order to really, like, take the ball and have that type of mentality?
Yeah, that's teamwork. So that's teamwork, being smart. You know, you don't always have to take the ball yourself. You don't, by overcommitting and getting another foul, you can pressure the ball into another player, teammate. And then if it does get, you know, past a certain point, we have strategies on how to get the ball out, kind of like basketball where you're outletting the ball and taking it to the outside and just smart, just being smart about what side to pick. And then off-ball movement, making sure that if Talia does get the ball, are you moving to help her? So there's always this teamwork mentality, helpful mentality.
Because someone can't get the ball unless you're making moves to, like, get the ball out or you're making moves to open for the ball.
Sure, yeah. Off-ball movement is just as important.
Right. And the next thing we want to talk about is sort of, like, this team culture you guys have. Obviously, like, everyone sees the clips before the game. You guys get together in the big circle, and the girls, they do a little chant before the game. So I guess we want to talk about a little bit about leadership and, like, how seniors have stood out to, you know, make the way for these younger girls who are maybe – who can either be, like, very experienced or, like, some of them might be, like, trying out the sport for the first time. So, like, how have the seniors really like stepped up in the role this year, not just on the field as like players that you can rely on, but as leaders who you have seen off the field really bring this team together?
Yeah, we had a preseason road trip, and we kind of talked about our mission and our identity, and also like we do visualizations, and like Hannah and Savannah, for example, they're great at lifting the team's spirit, and they want to do the visualizations and kind of tell everybody what they're going to do in the next game and how great they're going to be and how they're going to execute it. They get very detailed. It's awesome. And then our two captains, like Lily's the rah-rah. She's screaming and cheering everybody on all the time. And then Claire's kind of like the silent commander on the field. She's leader by example often, although we're working now to get her to be more vocal and sort of tell people where they need to be. And she's doing a great job at that so far. So, yeah, everybody, all the seniors are on board and very supportive and vocal on the field.
And then we want to obviously talk about top to bottom your team. Obviously, Val Gannesi and Margot Schlumberger, everyone's talking about them. So I guess, how does their prior experience in field hockey? I know Val's competed on the national team level, and like she's done all sorts of things. So how have they impacted this team in their first years, and how does their prior experience make them influential players?
Yeah, I think they're competitive, and they have a really strong work ethic. So they bring that. But it's so we had like four players go to the Nexus Championship in Virginia. So that was Romy, Maggie, Margot, and Val. And then Margot and Val got picked for the AAU Junior Olympic Games. And then obviously, but Val also got chosen for the selection camp for the junior national team. So it's like that core group in certain positions on the field help elevate everything sort of all over the field. But they're competitive.
Yeah.
And they work really hard.
Yeah, yeah,
like
sure.
All year long.
Yeah. And yeah. I think, you know, watching the home games especially, you can see that group's connection because, mm-hmm. you know, Val, she'll be working her way like towards the middle of the circle, and Margo will find her for a pass leading to a goal. So I think that those four girls that you said, that connection's very strong, and you can see that in how they play.
Yeah, but the other girls like step up to that. You know what I mean? Like they want to be part of it, and we as a coaches like we're pushing them to be part of it. Like you have to keep up, and you have to like be there for them too. Mm-hmm. So, but they communicate well, too.
Yeah, and these set the standard for sure for like talent, not just talent, but like you said, hard work.
Yeah.
And then we also want to talk about like how exactly like tactically have they impacted the team's play style. I know like with a few individuals like those two who are like running the ball more often, how have they like run the offense a little bit more differently than what you might be used to in past years?
I mean, we spread the field. Like we want to spread. We want to play like, you know, college level teams play, and that means spreading the field, like, you know, width and length. And so, and then everybody has a job on the team. Like if your job is to distribute, or your job is to score, or your job is to, you know, push to the outside. So it's everybody working together. I don't know. Did I answer your question?
No, I think that's great. And like, I also wanted to compare, like maybe like I know you had players like Fien. Do you know Fien Orlemans, Bella and Ella?
Yeah, amazing.
Who played for you guys? And obviously, they were great senior leaders.
Yeah.
And so, like, how do you expect them in the next couple of years? With thinking long term now, how do you expect not just these two, but like the group of four girls that you said? How do you expect them to set the way for the program in the next couple of years?
I mean, they're so different. Each girl is so different, and their personalities are different. The whole team dynamic is different. But they for sure are going to lead in terms of their work ethic, their desire to compete and get better every single practice, every single game. Their effort is just, you know, at a very high standard. So I think if they're just going to lead by example, and then I think as they get older, they're going to increasingly become more vocal on the field and take charge more. Because right now they're underclassmen.
Coach, I want to bring up the defense once again, because the play at home has just been so stellar. Mm. Haven't even given up a goal. Obviously undefeated. So there's definitely some kind of home field advantage. What would you say you can attribute that to? Is it practicing on Slavin Field, like getting used to the turf? Like, what would you say you can attribute that to?
But the girls like to play for their parents and their classmates. So when there's an audience, they definitely want to come out and show everybody like how stellar they are. And then I think Lily, our goalie, she really stepped up this year and said, okay, I'm going to do all the agility training and all the different types of training that we've been having her do. So she's definitely put a lot of work into it this year.
And then, like, obviously on the ones you have lost on the road to Bonita and Newport Harbor, obviously Newport Harbor can be a little intimidating. You know, the tar pit with all the girls on their team are very agile and they can really be aggressive. So
yeah.
So what would you want to say? What have you learned for those losses on the road?
On those and the Newport game, I felt like we just broke down in certain places on our defense, and then once we were down, the mentality sort of changed, and we sort of lost a little confidence, and nothing against Newport, like, poured it on. I mean, they played really well, so I don't want to, like, diminish what they did, but they played really well. So I think that was a little bit of, like, early season maturity, too, of if we're down to not to get even more aggressive and to pour it on even harder. So I think we learned a little bit of that. And then Bonita, I don't know, it felt like an off game. There were a lot of girls that were sick. And then we didn't travel well that day. We didn't come prepared. Yeah, that was the other thing. Like, we were working on being prepared, because it's not just about the game. It's about the warm-up and how we come in to the game that matters.
Yeah, so last year the team didn't have as much success as it does this year. So in your second year as head coach, have you seen this team change and evolve into what it is today with almost a +60 goal differential? And who are some of the players, like we've talked about earlier, that have kind of helped you in your second year and really seen this program shift to an elite one this year?
I mean, and with the second question, who's helped? I think Claire Park has really been a crucial leader. She's one of those players that's always there. She worked really hard over the spring and the summer. She's like that consistent thing. And she's been extremely helpful in keeping everybody motivated. It's honestly her consistency that has helped tremendously. And I think just everybody, like the people that made varsity this year, the ones that like worked really hard over the spring and summer. So we had like two other freshmen that I thought worked really hard. And even at tryouts, they were like, they just like gave so much effort. Talia Funberg too, she like gave a ton of effort over the spring and in the summer. So that, and then I don't remember what the first question.
It was just like, how have you seen the team change in such a short time from having a losing record last year?
Yeah, I think last year, like, I didn't start till like mid-June. So we really didn't have a lot of time to ramp up. So it was like just the off season, having that whole year, and then getting to work with the middle school girls. So like all those freshmen that were there last year, like we got to work with them over the spring. So I was a big part of that. And then, you know, seeing them at club and just trying to get as much time with all the players, and then getting them as much stick time as possible so that they're getting better all the time.
Yeah. So playoffs begin October 24th. How are you preparing not only to solidify your spot in the tournament, but ultimately to succeed and go far? Because we talked about Newport, someone you might face later down the road, and Bonita again, who I think we've won and dropped a game against. And I know there are other teams such as like Huntington Beach. I don't know how good they are this year, but
yeah, they're all good.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't played Huntington Beach this year, so maybe we'll see them down the line, and that might be an interesting game, knowing that like we might not have like the footage or like that type of experience against that type of team yet. So I guess, what are you guys gonna make? What preparations are you guys gonna make before then?
Yeah, I think early on in the year we said, you know, we talked about our goals and what our mission is for the year, and obviously they all want to win a championship. And then we talked about what it's going to take to do that, and what is our identity. And then if we just maintain that identity consistently and give 100% effort and really pay attention to the details, we should be able to win.
And like, you might have been on that championship team a couple of years prior with, I think, Bella and Ella,
yeah,
and all those players. Like, what type of aspects from that team do you want to kind of infuse into this team? And like, obviously you've been there, so like, what, I know these freshmen might not have that type of experience playing in that type of championship caliber game. What do you want to teach them in terms of their experience going into that game from when you were on that championship team?
Yeah, I mean, when you get into the playoffs, it's like it boils down to just like who wants it more, you know, because the skill level along all these teams like Newport, Huntington Beach, Edison, Marina, all of them, like it's not that far off. It's who's going to want it the more, who's going to want it more, who's going to come in and like just go, I'm going to win this game.
We can definitely see that some of your players on that team are hopefully willing to go do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think that sums it up, Coach. Thank you again for taking the time out of your busy schedule to chat with us. Hopefully the Wolverines will have a playoff game that HWTV can cover and live stream to all of our listeners and viewers. But for now, this has been another episode of Coach's Corner. Thanks for listening.